Vice President Cheney, as the administration wound down, and even up to the day that President Obama was inaugurated, made several appeals to President Bush to pardon Cheney's former aide, Louis Scooter Libby. Now, Libby, you remember, was convicted 2 years ago of perjury and obstruction of justice in the CIA leak case. You know, he's a very close confidant of Dick Cheney's and has been for a long time. He was a very loyal aide to Dick Cheney, and Cheney really was relentless in these final days, according to these published reports, in going back and, to President Bush time and time again. And what we learned yesterday from the Daily News report is that Cheney kept coming back to Bush. Bush became exasperated with his appeals, wouldn't budge on it, and finally told an aide that he didn't want to talk to Cheney anymore about this. And then Cheney, at the very end, was left just furious with President Bush when all was said and done and the administration had basically come to a close and the president no longer had that power to pardon Scooter Libby. So that's kind of how they left it. You know, we couldn't get Mr. Bush's office to comment on the report. They didn't want to play, and we didn't really reach. We were not able to reach anybody at Cheney's office to comment. So that's kind of where it stands. Now, this had been kind of reported in other publications as well, as I mentioned. But the level of frustration that Dick Cheney felt at the end is a new angle on this, and one that you know, kind of gives you some color of just how strong he felt about this, and maybe just how the relationship between he and President Bush might have soured a bit at the end.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that, because this couldn't have done either of them any favors as far as their relationship is concerned. It had already been suffering before that.
It had. I mean, there are many observers believe that after the second inauguration of President Bush in 2005, that he had maybe turned away from Dick Cheney a bit from. You know, relying so heavily on him in the first term of the administration. There was one analyst who told me that the foreign policy especially took kind of a left-hand turn toward the Condoleezza Rice faction of the administration after that second inauguration, which meant de-emphasizing Dick Cheney's more hawkish conservative views of foreign policy. And you can kind of see how that might have played out in some of the initiatives they took in the latter term and just kind of, you know, where they went with things. And also Dick Cheney, I mean, look, he disappeared from the radar screen for all intents and purposes for the last 2 years of that administration. They clearly did not want him out there, you know, really doing much of anything. So you can see in some of the public movements of this administration that the president had turned away from Cheney, that the relationship was not what it was. But, you know, Tom DeFrank of the New York Daily News told me, look, you know, at this point, they don't have to talk to each other anymore. He thinks maybe the passage of time might patch things up. But for the moment, they are at a bit of a chill.
Any indication why he decided not to give him a pardon in the first place?
It's interesting. You know, he didn't give any public indications. He did give hints that he would not pardon Libby. Even after he commuted Libby's sentence in June of 2007, he said at that time that he thought that the verdict should stand and that some of the punishments should stand. He thought the prison term of 30 months was too harsh, but he believed some of the other punishments were justified. Now, so that was a hint right there that he might not pardon him. Now, as for why he ended up not doing it, you know, there are a couple of insights that you can get here. One, I think that's the most telling, possibly, aside from the personal relationship with Cheney that might have soured and the fact that Bush did not feel that sense of loyalty to Scooter Libby that Dick Cheney did. Those are two key points right there. But also, Nancy Pelosi said that at the very end of the administration, she was having breakfast with President Bush, and he told her he was actually proud of the fact that, unlike previous presidents, he didn't grant pardons to people who had special access to the White House. That had come out in recent months about how a lot of pardons in previous administrations were granted to people who had wealth, had power, had access to the president, namely President Clinton. And Bush took pride in the fact that he didn't do that. And maybe he was trying to make Scooter Libby kind of his showcase for that.